Hello, and welcome once more to the International Soccer Preview by Soccerphiles Canada. We are continuing our look at the African Cup 2021 and the players for each team. And this episode deals with Guinea-Bissau. And just a reminder that people watching on YouTube, we have a simple graphic where you can actually see the names written on the screen. And for audio listeners, I will try to repeat the name three times just to help you familiarize yourself with these players. So let's begin by looking at the formation for Guinea-Bissau over the last six games of World Cup qualifying. It was a bit difficult to tell because the websites basically didn't always agree. But we've tried to boil it down here. And what is clear is that they always seem to have four defenders at the back, and usually, or no, always have one attacker up front. So the midfield is five players, but various formations of those five players. So anyway, when we can expect four defenders and one attacker from Guinea-Bissau. Let's take a look at the manager. It is Bikiro Kande. Bikiro Kande is, excuse me, just give me a moment here. Guinea-Bissau's manager is from Guinea-Bissau, and he seemed like he was a professional player for the national team, but neither he or Guinea-Bissau played in any major tournaments. So he's been with the national team since 2016, and this is his second stint. He was also with them in 2010 and 11. So he took them through the African Cup in 2017 and the African Cup in 2019 also. They finished last in the group stage in 2017 and in 2019 also. All right, for goalkeepers. So of course he will be their manager through the tournament. No last minute changes there. For goalkeepers, we have Jonas Mendes, and we consider him a definite candidate because he played all eight of their games in 2021. He was also the starter in both of those African Cups, 2017 and 2019. And he has 50 caps. He's been with the team since 2010 and is now 32 years old. He did play for Black Leopards in South Africa and then for some teams in Portugal, some not the biggest teams in Portugal, but he's unattached now. So he was with Black Leopards since 2019 to 21, but he's unattached coming into this tournament. Next, we have Maurice Gomez. Maurice Gomez, we consider likely, but as a substitute, a likely selection. He actually had his first cap in September 2021, and he didn't play any of their games, but he was on the bench for all six matches since coming in. And then we have two names that are seem to be off the team. Edimar Kha, or I'm not sure if that's pronounced Sa or Kha. I'll say Sa. He last appeared for the national team in the 2019 African Cup, and he was a backup keeper in the 2019 African Cup. He's only 21 years old even now, and he plays for Pandroense in Portugal. However, he hasn't been with the team for the last since that African Cup. And finally, Rui Dabo. Rui Dabo was also on the bench in 2017 and 2019, and he last played for the national team in November 2020, so didn't play any games in 2021. He's been with the team since 2017, the year of their first African Cup, and but he only has two caps. So he's also not that old. He's 27 years old, but has not been on the team for a while. So looking at who made it, Jonas Mendes remains on the squad and will probably remain the starting keeper. And Maurice Gomez also made it, but will be probably on the bench. And neither Eden Hazard nor Rui Dabo was called up. But I do see a new name that wasn't in our soccer files, Manuel Balde. So I don't have any information on him, but I'm going to come back a little bit later. I would imagine he would be a substitute also. So a new player there. All right, moving on to defenders. In the central defense, we have Alpha Semedo, who we consider a definite candidate. Including his first cap in March, he played all eight of their remaining games in 2021, and he even chipped in with a goal. So he is 24 years old, and of course didn't play in either of the two tournaments in 2017 or 2019 because he just started this year. And he's currently with Vitória Guimarães in Portugal, but before that was with Benfica for 3 years and loaned to Reading in England and Nottingham Forest in England and Espanyol in Spain. So a fairly big player for them, and I'm sure he will be a starter if he is fit for the Cup. Next, a player we consider likely is Marcelo Diallo. Marcelo Diallo had played six of their games in 2021 and wasn't selected for the two others. He also chipped in with a goal in qualifying. And he's 28 years old and has been with the team just since 2019. He has 13 caps with them and currently plays for Boavista in Portugal and has played for quite a few teams, Fulham in England and Juventus in Italy. But he was mostly loaned out by Juventus there, but he was with them from 2014 to 16. He was also with Granada in Spain and Real Madrid in his youth career. And he did participate in the 2019 African Cup. He was on the bench in game one, but then he gained a starting position. Excuse me. So Marcelo Diallo there, a likely candidate. Also likely is Rudnilson Silva had played three of their eight games in 2021 and was on the bench for four others, including the last three. So there was only one game that he wasn't selected for. And he's 27 years old, has been with the national team since 2014 and has 22 caps. And he's currently playing in Lithuania for a team in Lithuania. And that's actually the second team in Lithuania in his career. He's also played in Morocco and Poland. I saw on the TV in 2019 that he was usually named Rudy Silva. And he was a starter in 2017 and also started in 2019. But after game one, he was not starting and didn't reappear. So not sure if he got injured there or whether he was replaced by someone they preferred. But anyway, Rudnilson Silva is considered likely this time around. A couple of possible candidates, Edie Gomez. It's spelled E-D-I, so could be Eddie. It's short for Eddie Geisen, so that's why I think it might be Eddie. He played three games in 2021, three of their eight games, and was on the bench for the last of those, but he wasn't selected for four games. So he's actually been on the team since 2017, but in that time only has seven caps and one goal. So a bit of a bit player there. He's also 33 years old, so aging out a bit. Also, we have Junior Shimao Junior. Shimao Junior played two of their eight games in 2021, was on the bench for four and not selected for two games, including the last one. And yeah, he's new to the squad with just those two games. He's 23 years old and born in Portugal. He plays for Estoril in Portugal. And a candidate that we don't expect to see is Wari Suarez. He last appeared for the team in 2019, but he was a starter in both 2017 and 2019. So he seems to be off the team now, even though he's just 29 years old. But we'll give a little bit more detail if he ends up being selected. Okay, and those were our five candidates in defense. And let's take a look and see who actually made it. Well, a bit of a surprise here, actually. So Alpha Semedo is on the squad. That's not a surprise. He'll probably be a starter. But both are likely candidates. Marcelo Diallo and Rodinilson Silva were selected for the preliminary squad, but not for the final squad. And the same is true of Eddie Gomez, not selected for the final squad, even though he was on the preliminary squad. And Shimao Jr. Did make it. So not sure what's going on there, but a lot of the players they used in World Cup qualifying not being chosen here. Wari Suarez was not selected, but there are two other names here. One of them is Fernandi Mendy, a bit of an unusual situation there because he was not on the preliminary squad, but then was on the final squad. But I'll come back with more details about him shortly. So these are new players. The other one, Edgar Lay. There's a bit of an interesting case. I know him from the Portugal squad. He played one game for Portugal in 2017, but he was born in Guinea-Bissau, Edgar Lay, but he didn't make the squad here. He was selected for the preliminary squad and then not selected for the final squad. So perhaps is still trying to get on to the Portuguese squad. All right, for left back, we just have one candidate who is considered a definite. His first cap was in March 2021, but he went on to play all eight of their remaining games last year. So he has eight caps. He was born in, he plays for Portimonense in Portugal. We consider him, he seems to be the only candidate at left back. Let's do right back players and then we'll come back and check. Right back is also considered a definite with Nanu. Nanu played all eight of their games in 2021 also. And he's been with the team since 2019 and has 18 caps. He's 27 years old. He plays for a big club. It's Porto in Portugal. And before that, he played for smaller clubs in Portugal like Maritimo and Beira-Mar. They're not actually small clubs in Portugal, but they are smaller than Porto. And he was born and raised in Portugal. So a definite candidate there. On the way out, it seems, is 28-year-old Thomas Dabo. Thomas Dabo did not play since the 2019 African Cup, and even in the 2019 African Cup, he was on the roster but didn't get onto the field. He had actually returned even then from a 15-month absence with the team, but he was a starter in 2017, but seems to be well off the team now, and had been making his way off the team for quite a while. So let us see whether those two players made it. So Fally Kande. No, I'm a bit mixed up here. Okay. Fally Kande did make the team. So obviously he'll be the starter since he's the only candidate over on that side. And Nanu looks to be in the same position on the right side. Not a lot of other candidates. There were actually a couple of candidates mentioned on the preliminary squad. Elisu Kasama. And Hubulang Mendes. So let me just see. They're not new players, so I'm not sure why they hadn't made my original squad. Elisu Kasama, last appeared in the 2019 African Cup and hadn't played any games since that time until he appeared on the preliminary squad. And then Hubulang Mendes was new to the squad, has never played a game or even been on the bench for them. Anyway, there's not a lot of point in going into detail on them because both of them were on the preliminary squad, but neither of them made the final squad. So I'll just put the names up for future reference there. Especially Hubulang Mendes, we might see in the future. On to midfielders. Okay, our first, we have... we'll do defensive midfielders first. And in the defensive midfielder role, we have Bora, or sometimes listed as Bora Nogueira. Bora, I'm pretty sure he's just referred to as Bora, played six of their eight games in 2021 and was not selected for two others. He also received their only red card in qualifying. And that was at 64 in their final game against Congo. So I wonder actually if he'll be suspended for the first game at least here. Anyway, he was in the 2019 African Cup on the bench for game one, but then gained a starting position. And he has been with the national team since 2015. It looks like he wasn't considered for the 2017 African Cup because he didn't appear there. He has 18 caps in his career and is 26 years old now and plays for Firenze in Portugal. So that is Bora or Bora Nogueira. Next one is João Jacquite, who, like Bora, we consider a definite candidate. He's played seven of their eight games in 2021 and was on the bench for the one other. And he has been with the team since 2019. He played in the 2019 African Cup, but only as a substitute and appeared in just one game. But now he's amassed 15 caps and he's 25 years old. And he plays for Villafranca's in Portugal and for other clubs in Portugal, including Tondela. So we consider him definite. And the third one we also consider definite is Opa Sangante. Opa Sangante The defensive midfielder played six of their eight games in 2021. He wasn't selected for the first two matches because he wasn't on the team. Opa Sangante was born in Senegal, and he's been with the team. Actually, he did play two games in 2020. So in 2021, he wasn't selected for the first two games, but then gained a starting position. He's 30 years old. So a bit unusual there. We have three definite candidates and no others. And we'll do the central midfield before we check. Moreto Casama is classified as a central midfielder, and we have him as a likely because he played five of their eight games in 2021 and was on the bench for one other. So he plays with Stade Reims in France and was with Porto B, the Porto B team before that. He's 23 years old and has been with the team since 2019 and has 12 caps. And finally, also in the likely category is Sori Mane. Sori Mane played, three of their eight games in 2021. And he was injured for the first two of those, but he was on the bench for three others. So fairly involved in the team. He's been with the team since 2017 and has 16 caps, does the 25-year-old. But he wasn't selected for the 2017 squad, but for the 2019 squad, he was a starter, started and finished all games. In my notes, I say he was quite involved, not always for the better. That is Sori Mane. So let's take a look and see which of these players made it. So in the defensive midfielder role, Moreto Casama, in the defensive midfielder role, Bura Nogueira has made the team, as has João Jaquite and Opa Sangante. All three of them have made it to the squad. And for the central midfielders, Moreto Casama and Sori Mane also both made it. And in fact, there's one more I see. Panuche Camara. So I'll put his name up there. Panuche Camara. All of these guys seem to be pretty much starters, or else, they've played a lot of games. Anyway, we'll come back to Panuche Camara. He's new to the squad. He hadn't made it on our radar before now, so we'll figure out why that is. I would imagine he's going to be a sub, but we'll maybe get some insight when we get a little more information about him. Okay, moving over to the left midfield, we have Pelé. And we consider Pelé a likely candidate. He's played three of their eight games in 2021 and was on the bench for five others. So it looks more like a substitute in terms of their 2022 World Cup qualifying games. But he has 20 caps and he's been on the team since 2017. He's 30 years old now. And he plays for Monaco in the French League, but I have heard he hasn't worked out that well for Monaco, evidenced, in fact, by the fact that he's been loaned out quite a bit. So he was loaned out to Rio Ave in Portugal, to Reading in England, Nottingham Forest in England also. He was with Benfica before. Wow, he's been with a lot of good teams, AC Milan in Italy for a while, but he also seemed to be loaned out quite a bit there. So Pele was born in Portugal, and he was on the preliminary squad in 2017, but didn't make the final cut. But then he did in 2019 and started all three games. So we have him as a likely candidate here. As a possible candidate, we have Steve Ambry. He earned his first cap in November and then played both of their remaining games. So maybe someone coming into the squad. He was born in France and plays for Sochaux in France, and is 24 years old. Another possible candidate is Mauro Rodriguez. And Mauro Rodriguez also had his first cap in 2021 in March, but he only played one of their remaining 8 games. But he was injured for two of those and on the bench for four. And he plays for Sion in Switzerland and is just 20 years old. Give me a second, I'm going to take a sip of tea. I'm back from my tea sipping. Okay, left midfielder, and we'll do the right midfield before moving on because that's going to be fairly quick. And the reason it's quick is that there are none. Actually, I see there's not a lot of left wingers or right wingers either, so we're going to cover those before we check who made the squad. Okay, on the so right midfielders, there are none. On the left wingers, we only have one who seems to be off the squad, and it's Carlos Mbalo. Carlos Mbalo last appeared for the national team in November 2020. So even though he was on the preliminary roster in 2019, he didn't make the cut. He doesn't look like he's going to be here either. For right wingers, we have David Gomez as a likely candidate. David Gomez just joined the team in September 2021 and played two of their remaining 6 games and was on the bench for two others. So he plays for Pau in Paris and is 29 years old. And Iano Mbeni is another likely candidate. Iano Mbeni played his first cap in November 2021, and that was their last remaining game. So just made it onto the squad at the end. He's 22 years old and plays for Fabril in Portugal. And then one candidate who is possible but unlikely, and it's Leonel Alves, but Ucha is part of his name, and he's sometimes listed just as Lionel or as Lenel Ucha. So not dead sure what name he most commonly uses. He played the first two of their games in 2021, but then wasn't selected for the last 6 matches. So the 23-year-old plays for Torino in Portugal, and we'll see if he made the squad, although we've coded him as unlikely here. All right, let's go back and then look at the left and right midfielders and wingers. And we have all three of the left midfielders that we named. So Pele made the squad. I'm going to consider him a substitute, although I kind of suspect that he'll start, but he didn't start a lot of their games of 22 World Cup qualifying, so I'll have him as a substitute, or as a maybe there. Steve Ambry and Mauro Rodriguez also made the team, but because they didn't play a lot of games, I'll consider them as substitutes. Maybe I'm wrong, but we'll see. Left wingers, we named Carlo Mbalo as off the squad, and indeed he is. And right wingers, we had two possible candidates, David Gomez and Iano Mbembe. And they did not make the squad. However, Lionel Ucha Alves, he wasn't on the preliminary squad, and I believe he was brought in to replace someone at the last minute. So I'm going to put him down as a substitute there, and maybe I'll be able to look into that. Anyway, we're going to move on to the forward line, beginning with attacking midfielders. And one player we consider definite is Jorginho. Jorginho played all eight of their games in 2021 and scored two of their nine goals in qualifying in their first and last games, actually. He's 26 years old and has been with the team since 2018. And he has 18 caps and two goals. He was involved in the 2019 World Cup, but only as a goal. Sorry, African Cup, but only as a substitute in games one and two. So he plays actually for Ludogorets Razgrad in Bulgaria, and he's been all over the place, playing in Poland and Egypt and France. He was actually with Manchester City Youth Club when he was younger. But he didn't play any games for the senior squad. I think he was on the roster for the senior squad for a year, but didn't play any games for Manchester City. Anyway, he looks like a definite for Guinea-Bissau here, and likely, although I think he'll also be a starter, is Piketty. Piketty played six of their eight games in 2021. But the reason I moved him down from definite was that he didn't play the last two matches, but he did score two of their goals in qualifying. Now he plays for Al Shula in Saudi Arabia, and has been in Saudi Arabia since 2019. He was in Italy and Portugal before that. He's been on the squad since 2015 and has 32 caps and seven goals, 28 years old. And he was a sub in the 2017 African Cup, but then he gained a starting position for the last two games there. And then he was a starter in 2019. So I expect to see him on the squad. And Mama Balde, I also think, is going to have a bigger role, but we've only listed him as possible because he played three of their eight games in 2021 and was not selected for five others, including the last three. So it looks like he's had a bit of trouble making his way into the squad. He was on the preliminary squad in 2017 and didn't make the final cut. And then in 2019, he started on the bench, but then did gain a starting position for games two and three. So he's has 13 caps and one goal and is 26 years old. His first cap actually was in 2019. Even though he was considered for the 2017 African Cup. He is now with Troyes in France, but he was with Sporting Lisbon B in Portugal for 5 years, loaned out to a couple of other clubs there, and with the Sporting Lisbon Youth Club too. I know that Lisbon fans don't like it to be called Sporting Lisbon, but we simply can't help ourselves. So Mame Balde, considered possible, although I think he'll be there. João Mário we considered possible, but unlikely. He played the first of their eight games in 2021, but then wasn't selected for the next seven. But he was involved in the 2017 African Cup, but then not selected for the final squad in 2019. He made the preliminary squad. So he's 28 years old, and he's been on the squad since 2011, but he only has 13 caps. So, well, maybe we gave too much information on a player that's not likely to make it. And now we have a couple of candidates who seem to be off the squad. Tony Silva. I'll just say he was a starter in 2017 and in 2019, but he lost his starting position in 2019 and he hasn't appeared since November 2019. Zazinho is the other candidate who seems to be off the squad now, and he was the captain of Guinea-Bissau in 2019. However, he started and finished game one in the 2019 African Cup, but then disappeared, whether he was relegated to the bench or something like that. But he didn't play the last two games. He had also been a starter in 2017, finishing all games. So he actually scored... no, I'll just move on. So he plays in Cyprus, but has not played for the team since that 2019 African Cup. Okay, so those are the attacking midfielders, and we'll see which of them made it. And no surprise, these are some of their biggest players. Jorginho made the squad, and Piketty also made the squad, and Mama Balde. So I'm going to put down Jorginho as a definite. And I kind of have the feeling that even though they didn't play all of their games in 2021, I think Piketty and Mame Balde are at least candidates to start. So João Mário and Tony Silva and Jorginho, none of them made it. But we do have another name who was called up to the squad, but actually, as it turns out, just the preliminary squad. Zidane Banjaqui. So maybe a name to look for in the future. He's just 23 years old. Made the preliminary squad, but not the final squad. Okay, and moving on to forwards, we have probably their biggest name, I would say. No, I'm not sure. That just means he's their biggest name for me, or very familiar to me for some reason, but for no particular reason. Anyway, Joseph Mendes played three of their eight games in 2021 and was on the bench for three others. So actually, yeah, not a big name for them. And we have him as a likely because of his 2021 appearances. And he's only been with the team since 2019. I'm wondering if I'm mixing him up with someone else here, because he's not as big a player as I seem to think. He has 13 caps and 4 goals and is 30 years old. So joined the team late at 28 years old. And is with playing in France. He was born in France, so has played mostly in France, but also in Bulgaria. He had a stint with Lokomotiv Plovdiv. And in 2019, he subbed into game one and started game three. So yeah, I must be mixing him up with someone, because not as big a player for them as I initially said. But a likely candidate, as is Alexander Mendy. So Alexander Mendy played five of their eight games in 2021 and was on the bench for one other. He was born in France and plays for Caen in France, and has 7 caps since starting in 2020. He's 27 years old, so a likely candidate. And finally, Frederic Mendy. Frederic Mendy played 7 of their 8 games in 2021 and not selected for one other. So I don't know why I have him as likely. I think I should move him up to definite, having played seven of their eight games. And he's 33 years old, and he's been with the team since 2016 with 21 caps and six goals. So he was born in France and plays... he plays all over the place, anywhere but France. He just played at the beginning of his career in France, but now is with Vitória Setúbal in Portugal. But he also played in Thailand at the Jeju United and Ulsan Hyundai in South Korea. So he's kind of travelled around a bit there. He also played for a team in Singapore. He was a sub in 2017 African Cup, but he gained a starting position for the last two games. And then, excuse me, back. And in 2019, he was a starter, at least for the first two games, and then he subbed into game three. So, Frederic Mendy. And then one more forward as a possible candidate is Jefferson Nkada. Jefferson Nkada played four of their eight games in 2021, but he was a sub and only played for a total of 75 minutes. But he not only played in four games, but was on the bench for four others. So a kind of a steady substitute there. But 2021 was his first cap there. He's 23 years old and plays for Leixos in Portugal. So, hasn't played a lot for the team, but seems to be on the bench all the time in 2021. So let's see who made it. Joseph Mendes made it to the squad. And surprisingly, Alexander Mendy did not. He only made it to the preliminary squad. But Frederic Mendy is on the squad. And Jefferson Nkada also made it. I'm going to put him down as a substitute there. And I'll put Joseph Mendy down as a substitute also, because he played only three of their games and was on the bench for three. So again, we're never sure if we're right about these things. We're just kind of using the evidence we have. So I'm going to go back over the squad here and mention some of the main players, the ones we kind of thought would be starters. So once again, Bikiro Kande. I have to go over a couple of the new names before I do that. So yeah, I have a bit more information now about some of those. So Manuel Balde was added as a goalkeeper to the squad, but he has no caps for the national team, but did appear on the bench in September 21. And was on the bench for four of their six remaining games. So he hadn't made our radar because he hadn't actually played a game, but there he was on the bench for a while. And going down to central defenders, Fernandi Mendy was added to the squad. I haven't figured out who he replaced there. But anyway, seemed to come in late for Fernandi Mendy. And interestingly, he plays in Scotland. He's played for three teams in Scotland since 2019. He played for teams in France before that. And he also didn't make our radar because he hadn't played any games for the national team. He still hasn't, but was on the bench in March 2021, just for one game. So he kind of came in out of the blue here. And Edgar Ley, the player with Portugal, was only on the preliminary squad There, let's see if there are any other players. Yes, there's one central midfielder, which I said I'd come back to, and that is Panucci Kamara plays for Plymouth Argyle in England, and has played for English teams since the beginning of his career. But he was with youth clubs in Portugal, Vitória Guimarães youth club, and then he moved to the Barnsley youth club in England, and he's been playing in England ever since. So 24 years old, but new to the squad. He never appeared for the national team until he was named to the preliminary squad, and he also made it to the final squad. So I'm considering him a substitute, but kind of suddenly joined the team there. All right, let's go for our review here. So manager is Bakiro Kande, and we consider the definite starting goalkeeper to be Jonas Mendes, and central defense Alpha Semedo and Shimao Junior. They look like they'll be the starters there. Okay, and left back Fally Kanday and right back Nanu almost certainly will be the starters, having played all of their games in 2021. I'm not sure how the midfield is going to shape up because we have a lot of players who played a lot of games, so they kind of all look like starters or as maybe starters, but Burra or Burra Nogueiro and João Jakite and Opa Sangante all look like they'll be starters. And defensive midfielders, sorry, central midfielders, Moreto Casemira and Sori Mané also look like they'll be starters. The first three I mentioned were defensive midfielders there. So a lot of midfielders. On the left midfielder, we have Pele. We had him as a likely, but I somehow feel he might be a starter. And up front, we have Jorginho as a definite, and Piketty. These are attacking midfielders, actually. Jorginho as a definite, and Piketty and Mama Balde as possible starters. And finally, up front, Frederic Mendy as a definite. So we guess he will be starting. So, woo, it's a bit tough to do these alone, a lot to keep track of. But there we have it, the players for Guinea-Bissau. And this is the International Soccer Preview by Soccer Files Canada. So if you are looking for us on the web, on the internet, you can search soccerfiles.captivate.fm. That's soccer files with a PH. Or you can just Google us. You can Google soccer files, that's plural, or International Soccer Preview. And if you'd like, you can send us an email at soccerfiles@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and I hope to see you as we continue through these African teams. All the best. Bye bye.